Welcome to Tales of Honor Podcast, a podcast dedicated to telling the true stories of every recipient of the Medal of Honor. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Tales of Honor Podcast. I'm your host, Christoph Ambrosch, and today's episode is episode number 309. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, so please take a moment to honor and remember those who have fallen for this country in order to give us the lives that we enjoy today. I believe that it is important to remember to live a life that was worth sacrificing for. So have a safe Memorial Day. Hopefully your weekend was good, and enjoy whatever festivities you are going to have on Memorial Day. Also, I wish I had a little bit of better news for today's little news section here, but it was passed on to me by a good friend of the show, Jody, over at the Digression Podcast, that the headstone of Medal of Honor recipient Gary Gordon was vandalized. If you have any information for whoever would have done this, which is spray painting the someone spray painted his headstone with gold paint, including the Delta Force insignia and everything on his headstone. It has since been cleaned, which is good, but authorities are still looking to find out who would have done this. So if you do have any information, please contact the Lincoln Police Department up there in Maine. I always hate when I see any headstone defaced, but this one obviously hits close to home, especially since it has been exactly 26 years since Gordon received the Medal of Honor posthumously back on the 23rd of May, 1994. Both Gary Gordon and Randall Shughart were the first recipients of the Medal of Honor since the Vietnam War. They both received the Medal of Honor for their actions during the Battle of Mogadishu, also known by many people as depicted in the movie Black Hawk Down. I did cover both of these stories back in November of 2017. Episode 44 was Randall Shughart, and episode 45 was Gary Gordon. So if you want to go back and take a listen to a little bit more information about them, I'll have the links in the show notes for you to go back to. But today we move along to episode number 309, once again to the Vietnam War. Joseph was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts on the 28th of March, 1940, and would join the U.S. Army at the age of 18 in Boston. Unfortunately, not much is known about his early life other than he was married prior to his deployment to the Republic of Vietnam, where his actions on the 13th of November, 1966, with the 1st Battalion, 14th Infantry Regiment, 25th Infantry Division, would earn him the Medal of Honor. The citation reads, "For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in action at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, Company A was participating in a search-and-destroy operation when the leading platoon made contact with the enemy and a fierce firefight ensued. Captain Grant was ordered to disengage the two remaining platoons and to maneuver them to envelope and destroy the enemy. After beginning their movement, the platoons encountered intense enemy automatic weapons and mortar fire from the front and flank. Captain Grant was ordered to deploy the platoons in a defensive position. As this action was underway, the enemy attacked using human wave assaults in an attempt to literally overwhelm Captain Grant's force. In a magnificent display of courage and leadership, Captain Grant moved under intense fire along the hastily formed defensive line, repositioning soldiers to fill gaps created by the mounting casualties and inspiring and directing the efforts of his men to successfully repel the determined enemy onslaught. Seeing a platoon leader wounded, Captain Grant hastened to his aid in the face of the massive fire of the entire enemy force and moved him to a more secure position. During this action, Captain Grant was wounded in the shoulder. Refusing medical treatment, he returned to the forward part of the perimeter, where he continued to lead and to inspire his men by his own indomitable example. While attempting to evacuate a wounded soldier, he was pinned down by fire from an enemy machine gun. With his supply of hand grenades, he crawled forward under a withering hail of fire and knocked out the machine gun, killing the crew, after which he moved the wounded man to safety. Learning that several other wounded men were pinned down by enemy fire forward of his position, Captain Grant disregarded his painful wound and led five men across the fire-swept open ground to effect a rescue. Following return of the wounded men to the perimeter, a concentration of mortar fire landed in their midst and Captain Grant was killed instantly. His heroic actions saved the lives of a number of his comrades and enabled the task force to repulse the vicious assaults and defeat the enemy. Captain Grant's actions reflect great credit upon himself and were in keeping with the finest traditions of the U.S. Army. Joseph was posthumously promoted to captain, and he was awarded the Medal of Honor on the 29th of January, 1968. Joseph Xavier Grant is buried in Arlington National Cemetery, Section 30, Grave 1648-2. And that was a tale of honor. Thank you for listening to Tales of Honor Podcast. Head on over to talesofhonorpodcast.com where you can read these stories, see other ways to support the show, and easily share a story with your friends and family. Tales of Honor Podcast is written and produced by Christoph Ambrosch, and theme song, A New Beginning, is by Ben Sound. If you have any questions or comments, you can send them to talesofhonorpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Christoph Ambrosch. Thanks for listening.